Hallelujah. Now I know when I say hallelujah, makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it? Not supposed to say hallelujah. It's a synagogue, for God's sakes. Thank you. We cater to all ages here at Sinai Temple. I once, about 15 years ago, spoke at an evangelical college. And at the end of the day, I spoke to the entire student body, 5,000 people. First of all, I want you to know, I have never been so blessed. Everywhere I went, bless you, Rabbi. Rabbi, bless you. I've spoken at hundreds of synagogues. Never do I get blessed. I get nice tie. Or, didn't I know your Uncle Irving? I think we grew up in the same town, but nobody ever in a synagogue says, bless you, Rabbi. But man, these evangelicals. And by the way, also when I've spoken at churches, as I speak, the more emphatic I am, the louder get the hallelujahs. Which, you should know, is a Hebrew word. In Hebrew, it's hallelujah. And I want to say something today in favor of hallelujah. And in order to explain my infatuation with this word, I'm going to quote a poem to you from a great English poet and a priest named Gerard Manley Hopkins. And the poem is called Pied Beauty. Pied in this sense means two colors or more than two colors, right? Like if you have a black and white cookie, that's a pied cookie, strangely enough. Just want to see if you're still awake. It's getting late. But here's how it goes. Glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of couple color, as a brindled cow for rose mole all in stipple upon trout that swim, fresh fire coal, chestnut falls, finches wings, landscape plotted piece, fold, fallow, plow, and all trades their gear, tackle, and trim. All things counter, original, spare, strange, whatever is fickle, freckled, who knows how. With swift, slow, sweet, sour, a dazzle dim, he fathers forth whose beauty is past change. Praise him. Now it's hard to listen to a rich, nuanced, imbricated poem just sitting there, but let me just call your attention to two parts of that poem. The first is the beginning, where he says, skies of couple color. What's he praising God for? Skies that are two colored, blue and white, light and dark, as a brindled cow. Brindled cows are cows that have patches like a brown and white cow. And if you think about the cow, it parallels the sky. There are clouds passing over the skin of the cow as there are in the sky. And that idea that all of this is a contribution to beauty ends with, he fathers forth whose beauty is past change. Praise him. That is, God never changes, but the world is constantly changing. And all those changes are beautiful. Hayom harat olam, today the world was created. And while the creations of human beings are static, they don't change, God's creation is new all the time. Beauty, especially pied beauty, has a special meaning. I decided this year that since my father passed away a few months ago, in each sermon that I gave on the high holidays, I would incorporate some story, some lesson, something that he taught me. So here's tonight's story. Many years ago, when he and my mother were in Paris and they went to the Louvre, and there they were going from room to room with a friend of theirs who conducted tours of the museum and was a connoisseur. And he brought them into various back rooms, and one of them was, like all the rooms, festooned with masterpieces, with Titians and Giottos and Cezannes, and there was, right outside the room, a huge basket. And as they squeezed by the basket, my father said, what's that doing in the middle of the museum? And his friend said, that's what we call the ego basket. The students go in there prepared to copy the art of the masters. And they try, and then they take a look at their canvas and the one on the wall, and their canvas ends up in the ego basket. And if they do that enough times, he said, they then acquire the humility that is the beginning of what might be an artist. Beauty is very hard to come by, and much harder to create than we assume. The movie that you love, the book that you read, the song that you heard that you think is great will be gone in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years. Genuine beauty lasts, like skies of couple color. And what we are here to do is to celebrate the marvelous beauty of God's world, but to do so understanding that the beauty is pied, that it's good and bad, that it's light and dark, that it's pain as well as joy. Mevarech al hara, say the rabbis, you should bless the evil as you bless the good. Because without one, there isn't another. There's a story in the Talmud about a man who's passing by a hive of bees, and he sees the bees swarming, and he says, Lo ha-dvash v'lo ha-oketz. I don't want the honey, and I don't want the sting. And Naomi Shemer, the great Israeli songwriter who wrote Jerusalem of Gold, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, wrote an anthem of modern Israel called Al HaDvash V'Al HaOketz, Al Kol Ele, on all these things, the honey and the sting, Hamar V'Hamatok, the bitter and the sweet. You don't get the state. You don't get what you cherish and love if you don't take the bitter and the sweet, the dark and the light, the pain and the joy, the couple colors of life. And when we come together to celebrate on Rosh Hashanah, we remember both. My father's dying made the world for me a sadder place and a lonelier place, but no less a place to celebrate because he lived. And had he not lived, there would be no sadness. If you avoid pain, you thwart love. You can't have love without pain. You can't bring something to birth, not a child, not a work of art, not a prayer, not a dream, without pain. And you can't do it without love. It is love that makes miracles. And we're here tonight to celebrate God's miracles, and not all of them are light. Most of them are couple colored. And so on this evening, when we begin the new year, we don't begin with lament, we begin with celebration, we begin with song. We are grateful to God for the sun and for the shadow, for the swift, the slow, the sweet, the sour, the dazzle, and the dim. We're grateful to God for the joy and for the pain. We're grateful to God for the most complicated, difficult, and beautiful gift that we have. We are grateful to God for each individual human soul, for your soul, for which we can only say, Hallelujah.